finding them on the papers. It's hard to find in the magazine. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on the TV screen. But it's on the radio. Truth is on the radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers.
AMFM shortwave talk radio.
The truth is on the talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statmiller. We'll be with you live from the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network on this Wednesday, the 12th of April, 2006. On today's program, in a few minutes, we'll be bringing up Rick Siegel. Rick Siegel is eyewitness to the tragic implosions in New York City on September 11th, 2001, whose Zapruder-type video brought one of the most prominent smoking guns to 9/11 evidence. This is Mr. Siegel's first radio or TV appearance since that fateful day, 4.5 years ago, ladies and gentlemen. Internet webcasting pioneer Richard Siegel, on online TV fame, captured both of the World Trade Towers collapsing and a lot more. You can see the raw footage and listen to Rick's eyewitness testimony of the daring helicopter rescue on the roof of the South Tower, the WTC-2, only moments before it collapsed into a pile of dust. For the first time, see and hear the massive explosions at the base of the towers causing clouds of dust to rise up from the street level before each tower fell. And prepare yourself for the shocking reality of raw digital video that was removed from the Internet when all online TV computers were seized. Despite legal attempts to recover them, they remain locked away to this day. Stand in the shoes of the 9/11 eyewitness. Believe your own eyes and ears. Reach your own conclusions. Develop your own opinion. Act upon your own conscience. His website, by the way, is www.ricksiegel.com and www.911eyewitness.com. Rick Siegel will be joining us here in just a couple of minutes. And, folks, I got to tell you something. I don't know, Stephen Jones from, was that Brigham Young University, just came out with a theory here that the girders, the steel girders in the buildings might have been, well, pyrotechnically lit up and melted. I don't know. They were mixing sulfur with some other agents, I think magnesium. That's what the claim was. I don't know if anybody smelled any sulfur, but this is another turn or a twist on the 9/11. It would make some sense because we remember fires were burning for a long time, but I don't know if that's the case. So, but anyway, we know one thing. 9/11 was an inside job. What is left is who done it and how to bring them to justice. Because if we pull the plug on 9/11, this presidency that brought us the Patriot Act, Homeland Security, and all the other draconian, anti-constitutional, anti-American measures, maybe we can get back to living life once again in the United States without worrying about the nanny police state. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. We have a special offer for RBN listeners. We have a very limited supply of the very large quarter-ounce, brilliant uncirculated 5-peso Uruguay gold coin minted in 1930. This 8-piece package contains more than 2 ounces of pure gold and is available for $1,431 delivered. Volume discounts apply to those of you who want to purchase 3 or more of these packages. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898 or visit our website at republictradinggroup.com and order online. With many analysts calling for gold to double and even triple due to the heightened tensions in the Middle East, there's never been a better time to secure your wealth. Once again, that number to call is 1-800-691-7898 and speak to Jeffrey Bennett or myself.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Rick Siegel will be joining us here in just a couple of minutes. I have Robbie Noel online with a special offer. Good afternoon, Robbie.
How are you doing, Mr. Stadtmiller?
Well, I am doing just fine. It sounds like you're sitting in the same room with me.
Yes, I am.
Uruguays.
Yes, great coin. Unbelievable value. And going fast.
Whenever
we get hold of these things, they don't last too long.
Well, at this time around, though, we decided to do step up to the plate and buy a block of these things. I think we purchased, 600 of them?
Yep.
And they are being offered in packages. And if you could explain to the listeners a little bit more about the Uruguay coin and then the package special, I would be most appreciative.
Well, the Uruguay coin is unique in that they only minted it in 1 year, which was 1930. And it contains a little bit more than a quarter ounce of gold. So the package that we have on offer, which is an 8-piece package, with a delivery price of $1,431, means that you actually get more than 2 ounces of pure gold in small divisible units. And Jeffrey has structured the package so that folks who order 3 or more packages, we offer an additional discount. So it's not only a great way to hedge yourself against. We got a number of serious issues. We've got a declining dollar, and obviously we've got heightened tensions in the Middle East. And doesn't look like anybody's backing down over the Iran issue. And then what I found even more interesting today was the Federal Reserve a president from Dallas was giving a speech yesterday. Because folks were concerned about the strength of the dollar. And he says it's paramount for the Federal Reserve to maintain credibility in the dollar. and I will quote him exactly. He says, "We seek to get it right, and the answer to your question is, what will we do to get it right?" And he was talking to an audience in Dallas. And then he went on to add that the U.S. dollar is a faith-based currency dependent on the credibility of the central bank. Well, if the dollar's value is based on the credibility of the central bank, we're all in serious trouble, because they have a serious credibility problem.
Well, I remember Mr. Allen, don't get too exuberant, Greenspan, under his tenure, the dollar lost, what, 74%? So what kind of faith am I supposed to have in the central banks when they can't even maintain the dollar of their funny money? They can't even maintain the value of it.
Well, sure. And on our website, and just so that people can see for themselves, because I use the inflation calculator directly from the Federal Reserve Bank itself. If they go to our website at republictradinggroup.com, scroll down the page, you'll see a little calculator. It's got big letters. It says CPI inflation and a little title on top. What is the dollar worth? You can go into the site. As I said, it's from the Minneapolis Federal Reserve, and it's a little CPI calculator where you can go back as far as 1913 and see what a dollar is worth. Now, if you just simply punch in 1913 and then you punch in 2006, according to the Federal Reserve's own calculation, the dollar in 1913 today is a value of $20.45. So you can see the rate of decline in purchasing power of the dollar. Gold is just simply an indicator. Gold right now is screaming a warning to anybody that will hear that obviously the Federal Reserve's on the wrong path. Well, the Federal Reserve in itself is not a government entity, and it should never have been created, but that's a whole other argument. But the facts are the facts. Foreigners are fleeing out of the dollar as we speak because of U.S. foreign policy. There's a shortfall between what is coming in and the need to service the debt, which is huge. U.S. has to basically get roughly $80 billion a day just to pay the interest on the debt. And foreigners can see this, and foreigners also understand that there's no way that the U.S. Congress has the will, the power, or the desire to rein in spending and pay down the national debt.
Well,
I mean, when you get countries like China warning people about buying U.S. bonds, we've got a serious problem. And another story that should concern everybody, because it's going to affect everybody in the months to come, is that some notable economists and philanthropists, if you will, under the title of George Soros, many others, are calling for the fact that we could, don't be shocked or amazed if we see $263 a barrel oil. And if you want to do the math on that one, that works out about 10 bucks a gallon. So there's a number of reasons people should be paying very close attention to not only what is going on in the Middle East because of the saber rattling with Iran. Condoleezza Rice came out today and was demanding action from the UN to put sanctions on Iran. And Iran has stated that if the UN puts sanctions on it, it will revert to the oil boycott of 1973, maybe even shut down the Straits of Hormuz.
It, and George Bush in the Oval Office, he's decrying the fact that, no, we're not attacking nuclear or otherwise. We're not going after Iran, and he's letting his talking head, so I guess he looks nameless and blameless, he's talking out of both sides of his face again.
But
it's amazing.
You know, and as I said on my show this morning, the problem with politicians is they do not ever have the courage to come out and admit, look, I made a mistake and we were wrong. And so long as that mentality pervades, you're going to have this Mexican standoff, if you will, between Iran and the United States.
Well, that's what the voters are saying about George Bush now. Dick Cheney yesterday threw out the first pitch at somebody's baseball game. You should have heard the jeers. There were some people cheering, but the majority of the crowd was booing him. So
I heard he hit a quail in the thigh.
That's special again, Mr. Noel.
It is what we call our Jeffrey gives these things names. He calls it 5 feet high and rising package.
5 feet high and rising.
It's 8 pieces. In other words, it's over 2 ounces of pure gold. It's $1,431 delivered, and if folks want to order three or more packages, we'll throw in additional discounts. And they can give us a call at Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. Or if they don't want to talk to us, they can simply go to our website at republictradinggroup.com, and they can order online.
There you go. Well, thank you, Mr. Noel. I appreciate it very much, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Statmiller. Always a pleasure, sir.
All righty. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye. Rick Siegel is with us. Rick, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you just fine.
All right. Great, John.
All righty. Rick, the Zapruder film of the 9/11 stuff. Why were you on the dock in Hoboken, New Jersey, shooting downtown New York?
Well, I woke up with a bang that morning. And with the first bang, I didn't even know what it was, but I know I woke up with the bang and then turned on the radio like I do every morning and heard about a small commercial or a small passenger plane that had hit the Twin Towers. So I hopped into the shower and thought it's great I'd go and film this because I lived only a block away from the pier, right in Hoboken, New Jersey. So I took my shower, and just as I was getting out, heard a second boom. And heard on the radio that a second plane had hit the other tower. So now I knew I better get on the road, and I packed up my bags with all my cameras and microphones and tripod and grabbed my zappy scooter and scooted on down to the closest pier to the towers and set up my camera and started taking pictures. At that point, it was just looking like two cigars smoking, with a black or gray smoke on the top.
Now, what is different from your video that you shot, other than what was replayed ad nauseum repeatedly for days and days and days by CNN, ABC, NBC, all the other media outlets?
Well, yeah, I like the ad nauseum. That was one of the reasons I had to leave there. It was just constantly all day long. The difference is that it's from another perspective. I'm on the other side of the river from their official video, which was never shot from that angle. It's always either shot from the north part of the city or through the clouds on the south and the west, but never from from the east and never from the west where I was in Hoboken. Most of the video was sold because they had an offer of $38 a second for anybody who had any video to major media, so you could just sell your tapes right away to anyone. And it was a great deal for most people. The tape, it's because it was a Sony 3CCD professional camera and had a good sound because I had the online TV, I had all this good equipment. So it was, the recordings and everything are quite professional.
Well, and now you also captured moments before the collapse of one of the towers, a rescue operation. They were attempting to lift some people off the rooftop of one of the towers. You actually have that on film, right?
Right. Well, I have the helicopter hovering over and circling. We're not sure what he was doing. I thought he was definitely trying to make a rescue. I had binoculars, as I said, the camera sitting on a tripod, and I was watching because all I did was figure I'll just do the still shot and the whole frame's in there and keep the radio running and listen to what's going on. And we'd watch to see if anything, because it was just a burning building. It's not very attractive to an entertainment guy. Oops. Are we okay?
Yeah, we got a break. We got to go to break here. When we get back, I want to talk about your online TV, the computers, and all the stuff that you had that, was just confiscated.
Yeah, it definitely was confiscated.
All right. Hold on 1 second. We got to take a break. We'll be back with Rick Siegel. The website is ricksiegel.com. and also 911eyewitness.com. We'll be right back with Rick right after this.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
All right, we are back. I have Rick Siegel online, and this is the first interview that you've done, TV, radio, anything, since September 11, 2001. Why is that, Rick?
I guess I've sort of been hiding out. I left there like a wounded person because of what I saw and what I felt, and that I can't stay ever in the country when I'm not free there. So when the Patriot Act got passed, that's, I read it, and it was the same as when the country went to war with Vietnam. You can't stay in a place when you disagree with them so badly. It's just can't do that. So I had to leave. Plus, all the TV in New York was just 9/11. It was like scratching a wound every morning.
Well, and what had happened to your online computers and all that other stuff? Well, what happened?
Well, we left the, you know, everything kept operational because the company was large, so the servers were still at the Stealth Communications where they'd been since 1996, and they were all my servers. I got three servers, and I just rent the rack space and huge amount of bandwidth. At that time, we were doing some 300,000 streams every day, and I had an OC-128 dedicated for us. I started with this guy when he started, and I never knew what was going on. After I left, I guess I didn't pay attention to what he was doing, but he apparently got invested by the Department of Defense within a month after the 9/11 event. During 9/11, we never went down. His his connections were the only ones that went on because he was far enough away and had a diesel generator keeping his lines up the whole time. So we never went down the whole 3 days that there was no electricity in the south of Manhattan, and which was phenomenal. And I had, at the same time had mirror servers working with Comrades.com in Holland when he had the original webcam software. Are we still there?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And and then, like I said, I read a lot of this in the history afterwards. After my computers were confiscated, I found out, because you can go on this website and read that the DOD invested in him, I think it was October 2001, so 1 month after it happened. I remember there going in doing upgrades, and when they got the new investors in, they got bigger offices, and all of a sudden sitting down for lunch and tea with the Sri Pandit, the owner, was no longer something that was happening. It was more just hello, goodbye, and not, he wasn't even there usually, and these new people, I didn't know who they were, so I just went into the back rooms and upgraded my servers. And I'd come in every 6 months or so after I left and upgrade them and do stuff to them until they finally just kind of turned them off, confiscated them. He said I fell too far behind on my bills. I owed him, I think, $14,000 in 1999 and paid them all up. And by the time he confiscated the computers, we owed him maybe $2,500. And with the monthly bills, it shouldn't have been such a hassle. And I couldn't understand it. His whole, everything just changed. All of a sudden, the computers were just down, and all the information was gone. And this includes some 6,000 hours of double-encoded video that had taken 6 years to actually make. So to duplicate it, even though I have the tapes, it would cost millions of dollars. So I lost everything in that.
Well, and who was the recipient? Did we ever find out who exactly walked off with this stuff?
The company just took it. They just took it offline. They clicked it offline. So, and then I was calling. Then I'm in Europe, and all of a sudden I'm cut off from everything. I had to even cut off all the Visa accounts and everything because all the members couldn't pay. Now I had to refund money. It got pretty hairy, and there I am stuck in Europe, and now I had no money and even owed money. So. And the company and all the, I lost $1 million worth of assets in a few seconds. And I couldn't get any, I sent somebody there to go pick them up, and they wouldn't let them take them, so I sent them back with police. The police said, no, they can't just take them, so you're going to have to come in and do a federal case out of it. And then I sent a lawyer in, the lawyer tried to arrange it, and all of a sudden they said, well, this computer had been sold, they're disposed of. And that's the last I heard, and I don't know where they are, what's going on with them.
Why was your videotaping of that fateful day on September 11, 2001, what was the major difference from what you had taped versus what was being played on the major medias?
What they played on the major medias was only the plane hits, and they never really showed how the buildings exploded and imploded down into themselves, like little... The way I described it, like I said at first, it looked like smoking cigars, and then all of a sudden it's like a Roman candle. So you got the tops blowing stuff out, and you got and then it's shrinking down as there's this burning top blowing stuff out of it, and that just didn't look normal or natural to me or anyone else, and certainly didn't look good on the video, and they did not play that over and over again. So, and they did not show that the more than 40-foot... rising cloud just before the building started to fall. The other thing is, a lot of people ask me why I didn't hear nobody heard that the explosions and saw the rising cloud, but we're 2 miles away across the river. So, and just like you watch lightning and you got to count 8 seconds for the sound, who would ever think that you should be doing that? So when my research guys moved the sound, that was, for me, one of the most...
We got none of the break coming up. We've got a long segment coming up, Rick.
All right. Okay.
By the way, the Brigham Young University physicist here has recently come out, Stephen Jones, and says it looked like thermite brought the buildings down. It wasn't bombs. Mm. Now he's talking about thermite. We'll talk a little bit about that when we get back. Stay tuned, folks.
Your You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Attention, Americans. This is a call to action. Our country is in an undeclared state of national emergency. Mexico has challenged the honor, dignity, and sovereignty of our nation by letting its citizens and military cross into American soil. Standoffs between the Mexican military and our law enforcement officers have taken place. Every day, thousands of Mexicans and others come into our country illegally, disregarding our laws. Americans are murdered, raped, and victimized by illegal aliens at an estimated rate of more than 1,000 per year. On May 6, join me, Frank George, Lupe Marino, Shannon McGauley, Missy Stebbins, and Terry Anderson in protesting George W. Bush for his unwillingness to stop the illegal alien invasion of our country. Stand up for America. Join us in Crawford, Texas. Visit us on the web at areckoning.com. That's areckoning.com. This is a joint project of Latino Americans for Immigration Reform, the Texas Minutemen, and all patriotic Americans. George, we're coming.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Well, we've had somebody here do a reversal out of the DesertNews.com. The Brigham Young University physicist said he now believes an incendiary substance called thermite, bolstered by sulfur, was used to generate exceptionally hot fires at the World Trade Center on 9/11. Causing the structural steel to fail and the buildings to collapse. Jones says he's the physics professor at Brigham Young University. He said it looks like thermite with sulfur added, which is really a clever idea. And he goes on to say that the government requires standard explosives to contain tag elements, enabling them to be traced back to their manufacturers. He is the co-chairman, along with James H. Fetzer, the distinguished professor of philosophy at the University of Minnesota, of Scholars for the 9/11 Truth, a group of college faculty members who believe conspirators other than pilots of the planes were directly involved in bringing down the New York Trade Towers. You've looked at this, yes. Rick. Thermite or bombs?
Well, I think that what the problem is they're just seeing that there's a huge amount of energy has to be explained how to pulverize all that cement and make all that, make that building disappear like that. That's the main problem, and many people have a point where they go, why is it taking so long? Well, all these guys have sat for years trying to figure out how did it work according to the government and couldn't figure it out. So now they're trying to figure out, well, what could it have done since no evidence is available? They have already melted down the steel and gotten rid of all the forensics. They have to speculate a lot. And so they're speculating on thermite, and up comes a video that shows there might be some thermite, although I don't know about these videos that are showing up too. Every time you look at a video, you have to wonder what it's all about and who's behind it. When they come in anonymously, you don't know what they're doing. But it's mainly an energy source. It's where does all the energy come to pulverize that? So whether it was thermite, cutting charges, some people think small nuclear devices. There's been no investigation, so there's no way to actually find out. You know, 2,000 plus murders, not one murder investigation.
Well, and they pinned it very neatly on Osama bin Laden, which is a CIA asset, had been from day one. Of course, we can't delve into the 9/11 issue too deeply because this was the kickoff for the Iraq War. Before the media got done with him, Rick, 70% of the people believed that Osama bin Laden, he was the background guy, and it was actually Saddam Hussein. By the time they got done brain-screwing him out there, 70% of the people thought Saddam Hussein had done it.
Right, exactly. Well, that's where they wanted to go in the first place. They wanted to go there, and then everybody said, wait a minute, Osama's in Afghanistan. He went, oh, okay. So they had to spend a few months there first before they could actually get back to what they wanted to do. You know, we really got a funky regime in Washington now. I'm wondering how long the Americans are going to take before they wake up to this.
There was a bomb blast that was set off a couple of weeks ago. It was actually, you might have heard of this, Charlie Sheen had come out, and he went on local talk show host here in Austin, Alex Jones's program. Right. And he said, look, he says, I've seen all your films. He said, I've been studying this for a long, long, long time. He came out, hit major television, and it was amazing how people went after Charlie Sheen personally, talked about his dating habits, what his education was, whatever else. And it was absolutely amazing. And I'm thinking, okay, now the 9/11 truth movement here has got a fresh set of legs. And basically it was turned off as fast as it came up.
Right. Yeah, I saw in the Post they had the picture of him looking like he was some stoned-out freak with a metal hat on. I'm like, wait a minute. I know Charlie Sheen is a handsome guy. He's a really nice guy, too. And he stood up, which is something else. And even Sharon Stone, who just came out with a new movie, at least backed him up, said, well, he stood up for what he believed. And I think Sharon Stone, if she didn't have a new movie out, would have said the same things that Charlie Sheen had said. And then they'd have a little more problem saying the same things about her, but actually anyone in Hollywood, they could have the same stories about.
Right.
But that doesn't mean anything to those, you know, his credibility. He understands. He took a look. He went, you know what? There's questions here.
Yeah.
And they needed answers. And they weren't answered by the government. And that's a big problem because the government took a lot away from us because of the answers they provided. So they took a lot away. I mean, too much.
Well, just today, actually yesterday, there were transcripts being circulated, but there was also supposedly off of the boxes on board the planes, especially the one that went down in Shanksville, that there's audio tape off of the black boxes from that aircraft. And it's really amazing to me because a lot of people are saying that flight that went down in Shanksville was actually shot down and not a couple of guys with box cutters actually did it. Now, nine of these supposed of the 19 hijackers are alive and well on planet Earth, and the news medias have not even bothered to touch that story.
Right.
Now, Rick, I mean, come on. I mean, we've got 9 out of the 19, okay?
Right.
We've got 9 out of the 19 hijackers still alive and well on planet Earth, and the media doesn't think that's worth reporting on?
Yeah, well, they start reporting on their own inaccuracies. That's almost the Fifth Amendment they could take, and you got to cut them their slack. They're all owned. It's like for us to actually, I don't know why the truth movement looks that the mainstream media should cover their own evilness. It's like they can't. They're evil. Who is it? It's Rockefeller. Rockefeller, he owns the property the UN stands on. He was the person that made the UN. So this is the New World Order. This is what they want. They're not going to print that. And then you sit there and you work for these companies and you think you might have some freedom, but you try to publish your story and see how far you get. And they drag you in your office and they'll give you this lecture where they go, you know, we really like your wife and kids. We want to keep sending you home with checks. Is it your wife and kids you care about or your morals? And that's where corruption starts.
Well, so, I can't think. they started.
Besides that, I worked on television. I know how they pull these strings, and I'm lucky I never had that. So one time one guy did that to me, and he sat there and he went, you know, you got to conform to what we're doing around here. It's like, we care about your family and your kids. And I go, I don't have a family and I don't have kids, so what are you talking about? I care about me and what I do and my freedoms. And the guy was a total, you know, jerk, so I left.
Well, at the top of your webpage, ricksiegel.com, you have a saying here. He says, I have no problem with anyone telling me what they think I should do. The problem arises when anyone tells me to do what they think.
All right. Exactly. That's where freedom ends. It's like your freedom is to do what you think, and as long as you're not hurting someone else, freedom ends if I hit you in the face. But my open palm, as long as it didn't hit your face, it's free to do what it wants in this world. It doesn't impinge on anyone. So freedom's real big. I learned all this in our Constitution. And when we were taught this as young kids a long time ago in the 50s and 60s, it was a more reality. I don't think they even teach the Constitution anymore in schools. They don't want people to know about it.
Well, they're too busy making global cookie-cutter citizens for their New World Order. I mean, you know, a lot of people don't understand what is behind the destruction here of America. Whether we're looking at today's headlines, 40 million illegals being in this country, and doesn't matter if it's Democrat or Republican up on Capitol Hill, that they're willing to let 40 million felons into this country and go scot-free. Part of the process here of what the globalists have done to many other countries is they balkanize those countries, make it like a modern-day Tower of Babel where nobody can really communicate with each other. You pit one class of people against another, and while they're busy scratching each other's eyes out, everybody else is busy loading up the bags full of money and running out the back door.
Exactly. That's how they've been doing it for centuries.
Well,
it's the same powers that are doing it.
Well, and you know, who had this? Who had to stand to gain behind 9/11? In your own thoughts, what was the big motivation behind this?
Like $1 trillion for just Silverstein and his companies and family. That's just in the insurance and the fact that he didn't have to pay to clean up the towers. He had a huge cleanup bill to face that was already, I think, 5 or 10 years overdue or something, and he would have to do that within the next couple of years. It means closing off more than half of the building at any one time to start the cleanup. And an incredible bill, and I think they already talked about them demoing the building, but they said they'd never be able to get a permit to demo the building in the middle of Manhattan. So that's just the first. You know, that's only your financial, because there was a history teacher that told me anytime there's anything to do in history, you always have to find the real financial causes behind it, because it's never anything to do with your patriotism or you know, the 16 guys that hate your freedom. What ridiculous kind of story is that? It's got to be something commercial. And commercial is definitely like, who made money? Halliburton and the military-industrial complex expanded like crazy. We lost all our rights as Americans to any kind of freedom. You know, the president can spy on anybody and say it's okay, and somehow the press didn't cover that either. I mean, there's how many illegal acts can you do before that happens? And then if you see, like you were talking to the gold guy, it's so imperative, the money, your money's worthless in the first place, but the fact that you're spending $200, $300, $400 billion on this war in Iraq, like you said, it's like, oh, well, they blame it on Osama, and they go to Iraq, $200 billion into that place. Who's paying that bill? There's only 300 million Americans. That's every man, woman, and child. You're talking hundreds of thousands, every single one. That's just on this one war.
Well,
it's the load.
And you're including the 40 million illegal in there. We should have about 260, 270 million, but along with all the illegals in this country. Let's go to the phones. Julius in Arizona. Hello, Julius. Julius.
I just want to thank Rick for taking the time to shoot that film and doing what you did to produce this. I've showed this to various friends and people who were sitting on the fence concerning the official story on 911 and the sequence of explosions and the video footage you shot was convincing in all but about 1 out of 10 cases.
Great.
It's a good thing. It really is convincing. When you have a sequence like that that precedes the collapse, it just, that's the handwriting on the wall right there. And I do need to say, I read Professor Jones' critique on the use of some sort of thermite compounds, which may have included a bit of sulfur.
Right.
And he did not exclude explosives, John. He just said that he could prove that thermite was available, you know, in the building or used in the building, and he even mentioned that explosives were probably used as cutting charges to actually release the loads. I expect thermite was used on all the vertical members to soften up all the columns, you know, all the support columns.
But
them so they compress and settle just a little bit.
But Julia said that sounds like a good theory, weakening the structure before you use the shape charges on the main support beams to topple the building. But the problem I'm having here is, how the heck does he know thermite was used in there unless he actually got samples from ground zero? I could speculate
I under the impression that he did get samples, or he had some form of, you know, there's a science of photography that can take the colors out of a fire, and it can tell you what the compounds are in the fire. And there were two or three examples of a burning and a melting away of steel that included a very bright flame that was many times brighter than the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in the article, and the photos were given online, you know, the images. And it's very convincing. And apparently he says there is a piece of this molten puddle that ended up in one of the three basements that is in a warehouse somewhere in New York.
But the problem I'm having is the fires were reported still burning weeks after this event. But
it's up to a month.
Yeah, up to a month. But the problem I'm having is thermite doesn't burn that long.
Oh, yes, it can.
How?
Well, think of it this way. If you've got a lot of thermite packed around various points on the building, let's say you're going to do a plain old demolition and, you know, shape charges and thermite are used for things like that, you might overpack an area with more thermite than you need, and some of it may break off as the building collapses, and it might get spread throughout the debris. And as some of it burns, it moves along, and you think of it like this, like stretching out a bunch of match heads, just barely far enough that one lights and then one smolders and burns a little ways and then it lights another one. It's very simple for thermite to have burned for a long period of time. If it got dispersed and then mixed with other things, it could have burned slower. I can fully believe that there were insulated pockets in the basement where molten iron stayed molten for weeks.
Well, it did.
Because you've got to remember that the intense heat of some thermite compounds will reach 4,500 degrees, and there's nothing that gets that hot. So that's a couple thousand degrees higher, or at least 1,000, 1,500 more than you need to melt steel. So you could have a latent heat there that just goes on for a long time, and it just sits there in a molten puddle if it's insulated well enough.
Well, I just don't want to hear next that we have bases on Venus and it was actually our Venusian buddies that did it. You know, I mean,
well,
the problem,
well,
you see that, you see, Julius, listen to me. The problem I'm having with this is 4.5 years later, we come out with this new revelation. And what this smells like to me, and I'm not impugning this man, I mean, he may prove out to be 100% correct, but after 4.5 years, we finally have another revelation about 9/11, and oh, it's thermite. That's the problem I'm having here.
Okay, well, I can understand that, but you realize that Scholars for Truth has only been around for, I think, less than a year now as an official organization, mm-hmm. and some people are gaining up the gumption to come out of the woodwork and speak out.
Well, but haven't you ever heard that if you want to topple an organization, you put out BS?
Oh, sure.
That's the first thing that came to my mind.
I'm suspicious of that as well, but like I have to point out, you know, it was only recently proved that and very well proved by one of Fetzer's associates in Assassination Science, one of the books they wrote. Just a couple years ago, it was proved that the Zapruder film was cooked from beginning to end. There was extensive editing, and they finally figured out why and how, and they were able to prove it. Now that was 35 years later, so some things do come out later.
Well, I hope that you're right. I don't want to believe that that Fetzer and the boys are taking us down the wrong path.
I don't believe that of Fetzer for a minute.
All right. Good enough. Thank you, Julius. I appreciate your call.
Bye.
Rick, you wanted to make a comment.
Yeah, well, I like the scholars there. I'm an associate of the scholars, too. But the thing with the thermite, like I said, it's looking for what was the explosives, because they can't find where the energy source. If you look on my forums, you'll see that the Finnish scientists, they tried to say a small nuclear device.
Right. All right, we've got to take this break. 800-313-9443. If you go to the website, ricksiegel.com or 911eyewitness.com, you can order the DVD or VHS, the 2 hours, the original raw video, and scientific analysis is included in that presentation. We'll be right back.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. We have a special offer for RBN listeners. We have a very limited supply of the very large quarter-ounce, brilliant uncirculated 5-peso Uruguay gold coin minted in 1930. This 8-piece package contains more than 2 ounces of pure gold and is available for $1,431 delivered. Volume discounts apply to those of you who want to purchase 3 or more of these packages. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898 or visit our website at republictradinggroup.com and order online. With many analysts calling for gold to double and even triple due to the heightened tensions in the Middle East, there's never been a better time to secure your wealth. Once again, that number to call is 1-800-691-7898 and speak to Jeffrey Bennett or myself.
There must be some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief.
You know, I've just about had it with the shortwave. I don't know how many calls we have gotten today saying, we can't hear you, we can't hear you. Well, this network, folks, is ready to put up a KU bird, and what we'll make available to the people out there, very easy to install, our dishes. That's right, about the same size as Dish Network or any other of these satellite cable companies. That in a box for right around $200, so you don't have to put up with a shortwave anymore. It's maddening, folks. I mean, I've got a Mexican sitting right on top of my frequency today. You can barely hear it down here in Texas, and it's frustrating. And I know that's not by mistake, okay? So at any rate, I just needed to vent about that. Let's go on to another caller here. Rodney in Texas. Hello, Rodney.
Good afternoon, Mr. Siegel.
Hey, thank you, John. Thank you, Rodney.
Yeah, I just wanted to, I was interested in a statement you made earlier, John, about how different groups and races in this country are being pitted against each other by, you know, some of these people behind the scenes. We'll just refer to them as globalists.
Right.
And as we speak, we can see this happening, you know, with the illegals and, you know, American citizens. Now, the question is, and I've heard a lot of people out here speculate, and I believe that it's educated speculation, that, you know, they want to go over to Iran and start war over there, so they need a pretext to that. Now, there's already been rumors that there may be a nuclear detonation here in this country, so guess who gets the blame for that? Well, I believe it'll be the illegals or the Mexicans.
No, it's not going to be the illegals or the Mexicans. They're not going to blame them because they've just brought in a whole new voting bloc. No matter who's in the White House to favor and curry their votes, it's going to be whoever gives them the most.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well,
but
who do you speculate it might be, John?
Well, I know what it is. It's the balkanization of America. It's it's how to turn this into a Tower of Babel. How, once again, see, it didn't work with the blacks. Okay. Because the blacks were being pitted against the whites and vice versa. Now that the blacks are making inroads into society, holding down good jobs, making good incomes, we need another boogeyman here. So now it's the Mexicans. And if for 1 minute somebody tells me that these people do not have plans to take over, and it's more than just a Southwest, take a look at the maps that we have on Republic Broadcasting site, RBN Live. No, 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 no. They're taking more than that. Otherwise, they wouldn't have come in here and set up their own TV stations, set up their own radio stations. They were very well organized, and these marches are still going on around the country right now. Nobody can tell me that this is just a few immigrants that want to come into this country. Let me ask you a question. Did we set up German-speaking TV or radio stations when we had the big influx of Germans coming into this country? Absolutely not. What about the Italians? What about any other race of people that came that spoke different languages from different parts of the globe? They all came in here and assimilated. These people are setting up their own separate shop here in America. That's how I know it.
Well, I heard that the people who are actually the owners or principals of these radio and TV stations are actually the globalists themselves.
Bingo. Bingo. And how do you bring down a country? You ship off their jobs, bring in a labor force that drives the middle class wages into the ground. And if you count for inflation, these people keep getting raises out there. It's only keeping up with inflation. They've gotten no real extra money out of this deal in the last 20 or 30 years. Right. Along with that, with 8,600 corporations in the last 10 years being sold to foreign interests, plus all the manufacturing in this country setting down, you tell me if that's not a globalist plan to bring America's to its knees, because we're the only country left on planet Earth for freedom and liberty, and we got the documents to prove it. We've got to go to break. Rodney, thanks for your call. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming up with Rick Siegel. We're talking about 9/11 and his Zapruder-type film that he shot. We'll be right back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. Stay tuned.
Most Americans want our government to control our borders, especially since 9/11. But amazingly, some political leaders want to do away with borders entirely, whether the American people agree or not. And they have a serious plan for accomplishing their aims while deceiving the public. It's called the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA, a huge power grab. If Congress approves the FTAA, our nation will be pushed down the same path that produced the European Union. There will be no more illegal immigration because there will be no enforcement of borders. Americans will lose control of their destiny as regional bureaucrats from corrupt political systems decide our future. Sound incredible? Check out the facts for yourself. Go to stoptheftaa.org. Then tell Congress you want a better future for America. That's stoptheftaa.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.